Most people are quite familiar that the lower back disc degeneration can occur and blame it on wear and tear and just old age. However, the body is quite wise and usually doesn't do things without having a reason. So I fully accept the fact that we could have injuries that could tear the lower back discs, intervertebral discs, and thus over time you would start to see degeneration, herniation of these discs, which can lead to sciatica. And but let's take a look and see if this makes sense, especially when it comes to recurring problems or problems that don't seem to go away with the traditional therapies or surgeries that were performed on the lower back and on the discs. As stated repeatedly in the theory of neural organization technique, if the nervous system has had a trauma, if the body is at a trauma and the nervous system was not ready for it, it can stay in the defense posture, always ready in case it gets attacked again. It cannot afford that next injury. So the response to this is to put more power to all the posterior muscles, almost like staying armed like a cat or dog with all its back muscles on guard, ready for the attack, and the front muscles weak. So, with the front muscle neurology weakened right away, there, the low back is going to have to be doing all the extra work of holding the body up. So, this is one contributor right away. So, it's not just that the muscles are weak, the muscles are actually fatigued over years, and that causes the forward lumbar curvature, which will again accelerate the rate of degeneration of the discs because the physics and the mechanics of the low back have been changed. But also, you've got laterality. As I've explained in circuitry with the sideways trauma and balance, that can make you lean to one side or the other side all the time. So even if we get chiropractic adjustments or other therapies that help us straighten out, as soon as the person goes vertical, the vestibular ocular circuits, which are located between the eyes and the ears, and how we communicate and stay upright, this is not talking to the pelvis properly, so that lean to one side, the other side, forward and backwards. So the cranial injury has to be reset to the pelvis, and then the body can start calming down with these disc degenerations, and we can halt the problem. So people who have had a surgery will ask me, "Well, I've already had the surgery, or I've already got the herniation. You can't do anything for me." Well, this is not true, because the cause is still lying in the body as an uncorrected. The medical world might have had to do their good work of repairing that herniation or the disc degeneration, but if somebody would come in, ideally before they went through all this stuff, but also after the operation, we could still reset their nervous system, which would halt or minimize the rate of degeneration and stress on the body so that it could at least go back to working with what it's got. Even if it's post-surgery, at least they would see recuperation. And there would be, well, the patient would be quite happy because there would be a lot of alleviation of any pain and possibly increase the mobility, which they first thought couldn't be returned because they had a surgery.